USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's a relatively smooth Thanksgiving at the nation's airports. Just a few dozen flights within, into, or out of the United States have been canceled today. More than 1,300 have been delayed. Delta Airlines has had 8% of its flights delayed so far today. President Biden is keeping close tabs on a pending rail strike, but he's staying on the sidelines.
I can't because it's the middle of negotiations.
That's what the president said on Thanksgiving during remarks to reporters on the Massachusetts island of Nantucket. This as the Biden administration was bragging in September about a tentative deal that they helped broker between the railroads and unions over long-time disputes about pay and working conditions. AAA reports the national average price for a gallon of regular gas is $3.58 a gallon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
President Trump said we're going to replace Obamacare with tax credits and enlarged HSAs. This is Wayne Allyn-Root, the only radio host to support President Trump's MSA and Medicare. Governor DeSantis and the Freedom Caucus stopped Obamacare's repeal in 2017. DeSantis doesn't support Trump's MSA and Medicare. Medicare.gov isn't reporting that Medicare HMOs pay nothing out of network. Trump MSA seniors can use the hospitals of their choice. It's the law. Plus, Trump MSA couples get up to $6,000 in their MSA accounts at the bank on January 1st, 2023. And many save thousands more because they have no need for Medicare supplements anymore. Pray Herschel Walker, Joel Osteen, and John Hagee inform seniors to take the Medicare money by December 7th. Up to $6,000 per couple at TrumpMSA.com. Brought to you by Griner Insurance. It's time for your MSA. TrumpMSA.com. That's TrumpMSA.com.